He thinks Roe versus Wade is a World Cup soccer game. Mark Maron.
Whoa. Oh, hey. Man. No cough button in this place. Yeah.
It's because, you know.
Huh?
We're in the moment.
62 cats they found this guy's house. They're going to have to level the house, Jim. Level it. There's so much cat pee and poop and dead cats, they crawled into the walls. They were everywhere. And
not really. Like 50 were in the refrigerator.
No.
So that's good.
Oh, boy. And that guy thought he was doing the right thing. My wife woke up this morning. She walked in the kitchen. She's like, oh, sometimes I forget that we run a cat house with my 3-4 cats eating. What? Okay, war on drugs. That's what you're pissed off about? That's what we're doing? That's
war
the wheel
drugs.
Of anger?
Wheel
let's,
of anger.
Let's make it happen, Jim.
Mark, yesterday the world was once again shaken by the news of 4 more gruesome beheadings. You thought I was talking about Iraq. No, I'm talking about a place even more dangerous and lawless than Baghdad. Yeah, I'm talking about San Diego. Okay, I'm exaggerating. It's not that bad.
I won't go in there soon.
No. It's close, though. Just a few miles close, to be exact, or several miles south of San Diego, just across our sacred border in the tourist hellhole of Rosarito Beach, where every Memorial Day thousands of Americans flock to celebrate the bravery of our vets by giving a little something back to the people who clean their bedpans for $3 an hour. Here in this sad little hamlet built on tequila vomit and the broken dreams of white trash America, 100 armed, masked drug traffickers dressed as federal agents kidnapped 4 men, 3 of them police, and decapitated them. Their heads were later found trying to cross into Arizona, apparently in an attempt to bring down the wages of disembodied American heads.
Yeah.
Yes, right. But not only were the 100 decapitators armed and uniformed, they were being paid less than Al-Qaeda's standard rate of 40 virgins in eternal martyrdom, Mark. How can you compete against a workforce like that? Here's my point, Mark. Drugs are the answer.
Okay.
Either let our young women and men in Iraq control and profit from the drug trade, or bring them home. It's as simple as that. Or better yet, outsource the military to the Mexican drug mafia. As you well know, Mark, the only thing more motivating than the thought of meeting God and having sex with 40 virgins is selling a pound of cocaine to Marion Barry.
Yeah.
That's right, Marion Barry joke. But if I may, there's even something more shocking than cutting the heads off live human beings and with dull machetes and filling them with some refreshing horchata.
Horchata.
And that's David Hasselhoff, Moesha, and some gay English guy from the London Daily Mirror.
Yes.
They're awful enough on their own, but when united as one on the new show America's Got Talent, they finally illustrate what Bush was talking about when Rove rammed his fist up our president's ass and made him mouth the words axis of evil. America's Got Talent is basically the gong show, as you earlier said. But without the gong, without the humor, and without anybody talented running it. And that's why it's going to be a hit.
Huge.
A huge hit. Last night, these judges went nuts over an old broad in a granny suit doing a crappy rap song. When she finished, the gay English guy declared, "Rapping granny? You are what the show is about." And he's right. Not only is that what the show is all about, it's also what this country is about, Mark. Sure, you can axe that guy doing the balloon animals while singing All of Me, because like Moesha, this country feels threatened because they don't know where that guy's coming from. Why is he singing All of Me? Oh, I get it. He's putting together a face made out of balloons, that's why. But he looks kind of sarcastic. Is that sarcasm? We can't have that. He's multi-layered. But there's a bit of mystery to him. Is he making fun of this? Of us? Oh, God, no. Let's go rapping, granny. No mystery there. She's a granny and she's rapping. What a combo. It's like watching old people do the twist and talk like beatniks, or a child doing stand-up, or a camel drinking a beer. And that's why drugs are the answer, Mark. Because that's what our country is all about. That show. In conclusion, I'd like to say, rapping granny, you suck. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not pulling any punches. You've just taken a ride on my wheel of anger. I'm Jim Earl, and you've been Earled.
I feel Earled. So that's who you're going after that whole rigmarole of the show last night? See, I never watch these shows, and you watch all of these shows with your sweetheart, and you enjoy them. So you are putting the kibosh on this one. This one's no good.
rapid granny?
No, I get it, but you liked American Idol. You like the surreal life. You like all this crap that's on television, but this one doesn't cut the...
No, I hate them all, but, you know, it's like watching a car wreck. You can't turn it off, but, you know, this has gone too far. You can't do a gong show and then turn it into something like that.
Yeah.
The gong show is what you should be having.
That is all it was, really.